Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 2, episode 8, because we're going back to 2014.
Oh, I thought you were going to rhyme something.
No, I don't rhyme. I just rap.
You were just like, season out, 8, going
episode
back.
8, or whatever.
Or bop, season. Bop, bop.
I actually, in high school, I used to write parodies to songs. Like, my friend started dating this guy named Bob, and I wrote a whole song called Dirty Bob.
What?
To Dirty Pop.
I thought you were about to say, like, that's how you remembered, like, school stuff.
No. This is what I did instead of school. And you know the song Pop by NSYNC? Mm-hmm. Dirty Pop?
Yep.
I wrote Dirty Bob, and it was the best song I've ever written. And I actually recently texted her. We're not friends anymore, but I texted her, and I was like, nothing bad happened. We just grew apart.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you remember that song I wrote about your now fiance?
Oh my God.
Called Dirty Bob? How's that going? And she was like, oh man, I remember it, but I don't have it. And I was like, that was my best.
You were like, would you like this for your wedding?
I wish I was invited to this wedding.
Like, I can perform.
I set them up as like half a joke, and it ended up working really well.
Shit. Can you set me up with someone as a joke?
Actually, I'm very good at setting people up. And if you want a girlfriend, boys should date me because they immediately date their fiance next. So that's happened multiple times to me. The next person they date is their fiance.
Oh my God.
So sad, but it's fine. I'm like permanent Sheena.
Oh.
Boy repellent all around me.
No, Sheena's not boy repellent. She is Shay.
But like,
she's
Rob
like friend. She's like friend repellent.
I am Sheena, where no one wants to be my friend.
But like boys.
But boys. I have tons of friends. Most of them boys.
You guys are just the inverts. You know, she has no friends. You have no boyfriend.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever. So Dirty Bob coming soon. No. What am I talking about? It's about the pasta. Great. We're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. You can find us now on Amazon Music. Please rate, subscribe, and review. I know it's episode 8, but I'm saying this. I have a goal. My goals are 3 patrons by the end of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 more reviews.
Okay.
Hopefully 5 stars. And I think I'm checking the numbers now.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. We have 36 ratings.
Okay, I want 40 ratings.
Just so by your birthday. By your birthday. Well, this would come out right around your birthday.
This is coming out after my birthday.
I think you're right. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, now that we're on the topic, you guys.
This comes out on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ha. Well, now that we're on the topic, obviously it's not Thanksgiving today because why would we record on Thanksgiving? That's crazy. But the reason that we're recording early is because we like to get things done, and we have a Patreon where you can check out all of our early episodes.
And more content.
So now we know, because actually season 2, episode 1 dropped today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like 2 months ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, friends.
We love it. Okay.
We are thankful for you.
Yes. Before I get into the Patreon, I'm going to let you know that we have a Facebook group that you can join. It is the same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group. We have an Instagram that you can follow that Peter from Vanderpump Rules likes our posts occasionally. It is at Vanderpasta. And you can join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Here's what you can get. For $1 a month, you will get access to our pre-show catch-up, which is so much fun. Just get to know Meredith and I better. We are so much fun, and we're fucking great. I don't know how else to sell us, but great. And you'll get access to all of our episodes that we recorded early. So like we said, we are now 2 months ahead of schedule. By the time you're listening to this, we'll probably be 3 months ahead of schedule. So just catch up, man. Join our Patreon, $1 a month. Okay. For $2 a month, you will get access to our after show, which is literally so much fun. We talk about this. This is where we give away spoilers, because right now we're doing the show as spoiler free as possible in case there are any new listeners that don't know season 8 and beyond. So this is where we talk about Vanderpump News. This is where we laugh at anything in this episode that like makes us crazy because we know what's going to happen. We also answer questions that are on our Patreon, which is so much fun. We usually go off in tangents. It's great. We love it.
Yep.
And we'll say your name on the podcast. So,
Jackie. Our girl Jackie in the house.
We love Jackie. She's absolutely amazing. If you want your name to be mentioned, you should join. You should give $2 a month. If not, we're not going to say your name, but we love Jackie and she's forever our best friend. Anyway, we also have $5 a month option, which is what Jackie is. So Jackie has access to everything we just said. Along with that, she gets to ask us any questions we have for our after show, which is literally so much fun. We answered like 3 of her questions last time. We'll answer like 3 more today.
Ooh, more questions from Jackie.
So many questions. And anything goes. Jackie doesn't ask us just about Vanderpump. She does most of the time, but she'll also ask us other questions that are so much fun. We interact with her through Patreon. So fun. And we'll do a patron of the episode. And since we only have one, it's still Jackie.
Our girl.
Listen, we understand there's hard times. But come on, you guys. It's so much fun.
You know what? We're going to open up our patron of the month to all patron levels.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So you could be our patron
through
of the month, no matter.
The end of episode. Season 3, we'll open it up to everybody.
Ooh, okay. That's a whole season. Also, because of pandemic, shows are iffy, right? We're going to let our $5 a month, maybe we'll open this up to all patrons through season 3. We'll ask you what show you want us to do next on Bravo.
Ooh, polling. Maybe. Polling the patrons.
Polling through season 3. And then after that, it's just $5 or nothing. Anyway. Yay, that was fun. Meredith, are you mixing it up?
I am.
Ooh, what are you mixing?
It's not mixed.
Tell everyone.
It's not mixed, but it's drinkable, and I'm actually really excited. I'm having a Busch Light in a bottle. Ready? I have a new one. Ooh,
that was kind of loud. That was good.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that was really good. I think I burped it simultaneously, so...
I'm really pumped.
You and not me.
Somebody left this in my fridge from like a week ago, so I ain't mad.
Busch Light in a bottle, baby. I am drinking Pinot Grigio wine. Obviously, I don't know what else Pinot Grigio would be, but it's really lovely. It was $7. I should have spent a little more. I can afford it. I'm sad about it. It's fine.
Go listen to our pre-show. Alicia dives into. We dive into what. How to buy crappy.
How to find a good wine.
Good wine.
wine. Okay. Let's get into this episode. Wait, first, Meredith, yes. What'd you think about this episode?
I loved it.
Are you on the edge of your seat? Because I'm like on the edge of my seat watching.
I loved this. I feel like I'm there, like in person. That's what I enjoy. And I felt like I was in this friend group dealing with this drama with them.
With the drama. Okay. Let's get into it then. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, we all think Jax is a sex addict, but Jax is just getting laid by 21-year-olds and whoever else. There's tons of drama between Kristen and Tom because he cheated on her. And then it's Peter's birthday. Sheena gave Peter a lap dance on his birthday and Tequila Katie was not happy about it. Neither was Kristen. So they yelled at her. And Stassi did nothing. And Sheena left this conversation by saying, I'm better than this, and I'm better than you. And throughout the rest of the night, Tequila Katie was out and about just stirring trouble up. So let's get into it, right? We open up at Christine and Kelly's yard sale. We go back a few minutes. We're talking about how Katie said that Jax and Kristen had sex in January. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Jackson. Okay, question. So I'm really going to have to pick my brain back to season one. Jax ended season one by telling Stassi that he cheated on her, right? At the Sir party.
Correct.
Okay. So ideally they broke up, and that had to be around August, September.
Well, they were already broken up.
Yes. So Vanderpump films in the summer.
Yes.
Right? So by January, wouldn't Jax and Stassi have broken up? It's still not cool if this is true. I'm just wondering.
I don't think they were together. They weren't together.
Okay. If this is true, they weren't together.
Yes.
But it's still shitty if it's true.
Correct. Because okay. I think at this point, he is trying to get her back.
Cool.
That's
yes,
the,
he was.
That's
yes.
If this happened, Stassi's point probably is, you were trying to get back with me.
Got it.
Like, right. trying to make
it
up to
like
me.
Like a timeline.
Yeah.
So, Katie also said that Jack said that Tom and Ariana hooked up. But no one seems concerned about that rumor because we've already squashed that rumor at Gay Pride and last episode. So it's just a lot.
Yeah.
We're focused on Jax and Kristen. So Katie shows up again. No one's thrilled. Christine and Kelly gives a small, hi. Yeah.
The polite thing Katie's, to do.
We relive Katie being an absolute mess. She hates herself more than everyone does or eventually will and has no idea what anyone wants from her. And she walks away and no one fucking stops her. That poor old couple that had to witness this whole thing while out on an afternoon stroll. But Stassi goes after Katie.
Yes.
Christina Kelly's face, though, if anyone else caught it, when Stassi's like, I have to go after her, Stassi walks away and Christina Kelly gives the face of like, please don't leave me here with Kristen.
I know.
Please don't fucking do it. Fuck.
You can tell. No one likes like, Christina Kelly, I think, will always just sit in a situation and be fine, but she's not happy about it.
She just doesn't want to be with Kristen.
No.
Whatever. So Stassi is very shook by this rumor. At first, she thought it was completely unbelievable because it's like one of the worst things that could happen. Your best friend hooks up with your boyfriend.
It's so unbelievable. You can't believe it. But something in her is nagging.
She kind of believes it, and she has to know what Katie knows.
Stassi, so, it seemed like based off last season, you can tell Stassi has a pretty good intuition of like, yeah, that makes sense. I think if things start to add up, she believes, like she has a gut.
She
instinct.
Has a good gut feeling. Yeah. So Katie doesn't actually leave. She ends up sitting on these random steps on the corner of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi walks over, demands some answers. Why did Katie keep this from Stassi? Katie says it's a rumor and she should not repeat rumors because that's how rumors get spread. It sounded like she had a whole like,
I know,
like, you know, she wrote it out.
She was like walking there and she was like, we don't spread rumors. We don't spread rumors.
I should not repeat rumors because that's how rumors get spread. And Stassi's like, cut the bullshit. Whatever. How did you hear this rumor?
Yeah. Tell me everything.
Katie heard it from other girl Katie. That Jax and Kristen hooked up and Jax and Kristen both denied it. And Stassi's mad that she didn't know about this rumor before. She should have known this rumor. She doesn't care if it's fake. She just wants to know.
Yes.
Which I get. I'm a gossiper. I totally get it.
Because Katie's known this for a while.
Since January or after. I don't know.
No, I think it was after because I think the incident happened in January and the rumor came to Katie Maybe. A few months later.
So then we flash back to Christina Kelly's yard sale with Christina Kelly asks Kristen, like, on her life, does she swear that it's not true? And Kristen's like, are you shitting me? I swear on my nieces and nephews and my dead grandma and my parents that it's, like, not true. That's so gross, Christina. And Christina's like, damn, okay. Just, like, just, we have nothing else to talk about at this point.
Here's my thing. If a rumor pops up, everybody gets a right to ask you for sure once. Yeah. Like,
it's true too, but Kristen swore on fucking everyone she's ever known that this is false rumor. So now Kristen walks over to the steps that Katie is sitting on, and Katie does apologize. She said that, you know, Tequila Katie was rampant. Mm-hmm. It was not appropriate to repeat this rumor. And Stassi's curious because Kristen has a very level head, which Kristen never has.
Yes.
Even like when she's not being accused of something.
Well, Stassi mentioned that anytime Kristen hears any rumor, she flies off the handle, whether it's about her, anything else. Look at how she handled the Tom and Ariana rumor.
Oh my God. Or even the Stassi Jax rumor.
Yeah.
Or the Jax.
She freaks Stassi. Out on like, everything, everything and anything. So Stassi's weirded out that Kristen's so calm right now.
Yeah. So Stassi says this almost makes her look more guilty. So she excuses herself and walks back to Christina Kelly's while Katie and Kristen work out their own personal issues, because Kristen's like, if you have issues with me, Katie, let's talk about it.
Well, I also think Stassi didn't want to sit there.
No. Also, why do all of Stassi's friends have names that start with a K?
Oh.
Christina,
are you
Kelly,
saying
Katie,
Sheena
Kristen.
Is not her friend?
Ooh, you're not wrong. Actually, I don't know. Whatever. Stassi needs a drink. She 98% believes this rumor, because this was a time when Stassi and Kristen weren't friends and Jax hated Stassi. So Kristen, now we're saying Kristen spent the night at Jax's.
Yeah, Tom
had a fight with Tom.
Yeah, Tom and Kristen got, like, it adds, like, there are details that fit a story.
Yes.
The timeline adds up if this did happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So now she's iffy. She doesn't want to be around Kristen. Kristen doesn't deserve alcohol.
This is kind of how she handled the Jax rumor too. I think she looks at the timeline and is this plausible in the greater timeline? And then from there we'll move forward. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Katie apologizes to Kristen. Kristen says she like doesn't even care. She's more mad that Stassi believes this. So we're just going to pretend that none of this drama is happening at a yard sale and just be super awkward with each other.
Oh, it's
so awkward.
And that's
what happens. Katie has the right idea. She just like sits separately from the group and doesn't even try and make conversation, because everyone will eventually hate her, is what she, her own words. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Sir. Now we're at Sir. Lisa approaching people's tables, starting conversations. That is my dream. Where do I make this happen? And Guillermo's here with Jiggy.
Yes.
We are going to read some Sir reviews, because they need to make sure that the reviews are good so they don't go out of business like all the other businesses happening around them. So we get some. There's one about Sheena and her foot being all propped up. Someone didn't like
the
that.
Best.
Saw that coming.
Well deserved.
It was that dude that walked in and said, what's wrong with your foot?
Yeah. I would be pissed if I walked into a semi-nice, it just honestly, even like a Chipotle, if I walked in and somebody had their foot up, I'd be like, excuse me?
Put your foot down. There's multiple about Peter and Jax being hot and the vibe being sexy. I think I might have wrote that one in my sleep about Peter. That might have been me.
I love how Lisa is always like, oh God, everybody just says they're hot. What the hell?
Why do Jax and Peter only have their jobs because they're hot? I swear to God.
They do bring something to the table.
Oh, Peter does.
Sheena just brings her foot to the table.
And then there's one about a girl being a bitch, but there's no name. Which, that could literally be anyone.
Who'd you think of whenever you first read
that? I think it's Stassi.
I do too. I did too.
It could be anyone except Christina Kelly or Jeremy or Jen.
Or Tina. Can't be Tina.
Tina's not a bitch. You're right. Also, I think Sheena would almost be too friendly.
Yeah, I think there'd be a comment about her being just weirdly...
Yeah. Sheena asked to come home with me, and now I'm concerned. I thought Stassi first, and then it could have been Kristen, but...
Who knows?
Because I don't think Katie would be a bitch. I don't think she'd be friendly, but I think she'd just be your waitress.
Yeah.
Because there are some bad reviews. So Lisa's going to bring in a secret diner to test the staff without them knowing... And they'll get back to Lisa. And this is one like my favorite part of the whole thing. It was so funny.
I loved this because,
oh my God,
what's nice is they already have cameras there. It's very easy to make this blend in, and like Lisa can legitimately catch what's going on. Like, cameras are already there enough that I don't think the cameras being next to the diners would scare like them.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a great idea. I'm so into it. But sadly, before we get to the secret diner, we must go to Tom and Kristen's apartment, where Kristen's jamming on a guitar. She's actually not bad.
No.
I was jamming with her. Tom comes in with laundry, and Kristen's going to fold it, but Tom dumps it on the bed, and it's like, oh my God, the end of the fucking world.
I know. I was shocked. She, like, freaked out. She's like, I have a system. was like,
I like it my way.
Doesn't everybody dump out their laundry?
Yeah, I do.
I like to sort also, it.
It looked like there were just sheets in there or like towels.
It seemed it didn't very look like simple. It
was actual socks or anything.
No.
Whatever. We relive that the yard sale was a complete fail. Kristen tells Tom about all the Katie drama and how Stassi's kind of weird about it. Like, she might actually believe it. And I'm just going to pause before we get in the drama. In this moment, the camera caught Tom Sandoval taking his shirt off, and it was kind of hot.
Didn't even notice it. Oh my God. Oh,
come on, guys.
Okay, but anyways, Tom is also shocked that Stassi believes it, which I think this is telling. This makes me feel like this rumor isn't true if Tom doesn't believe it. Tom,
he doesn't believe it at all because Katie just spews random shit out of her mouth.
Knowing we get more about how Katie does this often, that it makes me not believe this.
Yeah. And Tom says Kristen would never. And we see how upset she got when Tom cheated on her.
Yeah.
So it's like, she couldn't have, right? Because she understands how it feels.
I think they do have like a brother-sister relationship. I think they're both from Michigan too. That I think they just have a good bond, which would make sense why and Kristen maybe would spend the night.
Yeah, and she's known Jack for a long time. Yeah. And if my boyfriend and I get in a fight and I'm friends with one of my boyfriend's friends, I'm going to go there and bitch about him because then his friend will be like, dude, you fucked up, you know, to my boyfriend.
Yeah, I think you could probably strategic. Reason out a little bit more than if you were just with your friends.
Yeah. And Kristen is surprisingly really cool about this, and she just wants to move on. Like, it's just annoying that this rumor is even here. But on the plus side, Tom does say that now they both know how it feels to have rumors going around them.
Kristen?
I thought it was funny.
I died Kristen laughing. Didn't. Kristen's face was like, are you fucking kidding me? Which like, this like is boom. Exactly the same scenario. They are both saying they didn't cheat, but these rumors are spreading about both. So I think this should offer more insight.
It should be funny. Kristen. Yeah, it should be funny. And Kristen's like so mad for no reason. Oh, well, it was funny for the rest of us.
I loved it.
So now we are out to brunch. Okay, really quick, like before we get into the brunch. I love that Stassi, Christina, and Peter all show up together.
Yes.
I want that group. I want to see the three of them hang out and gossip. I want it all.
Also, really quick, before we really dive into this scene, this made me miss brunch so much.
Oh, and my God.
Really made me – this is the first time since we've been watching this show in the pandemic that – the like season one through two – that I was like, wow, things are so different. Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. I literally wrote down, this is COVID central and I'm sad because I want to be there.
I know.
I miss it. I'm not going to jeopardize like my health and my family's health. I want that to be clear to everyone listening. But man, do I miss getting shit-faced at bars.
Dude, I have been in like, I'm going to say bars. They're not really like packed bars like this, but like I've been to like breweries where they socially distance the tables and it's like really well done. But man, do I never missed at the beginning of this being in a packed bar, but I do right now.
I miss getting shitty. Like these kids were shitty. And
just
I
where just everybody's on the same page and it's like, we're all getting drunk tonight.
Now you're 6 feet apart. You can't really get that shitty because you can't just like go talk to people.
Yeah.
So just you and
I miss talking to people
like,
at bars, random people.
Yeah. I miss just walking up to people and being like, yo, what's fucking up?
Let's I love do it. Meeting I people.
Man, they have cowboy hats on. They all look fucking ridiculous. There's some movie in the background. They're all fucking ridiculous. Jack says that he fucking loves brunch because there's nowhere else in the world but LA that you can get drunk on a Sunday at noon. And I was like, that is false. I've done it a million times in Chicago and New York. So I don't know what the fuck Jack.
Every city has brunch, dude. You're not the only one.
I'm pretty sure Michigan has brunch. It's okay.
No, if they don't have gay people, they don't have brunch.
That's true. Jack did not know about gay
people. There are more gay people around than there are brunch places.
Stassi loves brunch, though. She absolutely loves brunch, but today she's on a mission. Get Jax drunk and find out the truth behind the Kristen rumor. Because Stassi may not be able to rattle Kristen, but man, can she get Jax drunk and show her boobs a little and maybe Jax will.
Okay, you know, I have a question. Boobs. Do you think this is a good strategy?
Kind of. I don't think, okay, if it's true, I don't think Jax would just let it slip out if he's drunk. but I could see like they're dancing. No, I like don't think it would come out. I like can't. Even
I don't think it. I don't think this is a plausible. Like I don't think he would say it at this point either. I think she would like, really what? Have to he's like gonna, beg him one on one.
Like he's gonna what flirt with Stassi and be like, this is way better than the time I banged Kristen.
Yeah,
right?
I don't.
He's like not gonna. It's not gonna slip.
No.
Yeah, and especially because it's not going to be a point of conversation, and then Stassi's going to bring it up to drunk Jax, and he's going to be like,
"Here's my thing. I understand getting him drunk because people are more honest, like their guards down. But I think she would have to, like, in theory, like take him home. Like there would have to be something after this she did.
Yeah, like lay down with him and be like, "Can you just tell me the truth?
Yeah,
you know, like that kind of thing.
Yep.
This like, did you do it? It's not gonna with Christina Kelly. Yeah, that's gonna do it. So. The plan is kind of foiled because Kristen and Tom aren't coming because they're fighting. And Stassi just wanted to see them interact, which I think is a good, that's a good idea. Is to see how
In theory, they've been interacting for 6 months.
That's also true. You're right. But Stassi's never taken a look into it, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I think I would want to do this just for my own.
Yeah, I think idea. She's coming up with like short-term plans that are just happening in the near future as she puts together a bigger plan.
Yeah. Snout brunch is here. We have a big bowl of God knows what. Stassi is deep throating 10,000 straws into her mouth. It is so much fun. Someone is sipping out of out of a champagne bottle that's connected to Peter's crotch. It's so fun.
This is straight COVID central.
Oh my God. They probably didn't wipe off that champagne bottle and everyone drank from it. All those straws that went into Katie's mouth after Stassi's and Christina Kelly's were all at feet.
But oh, I love how he says he's a 9.5.
9.5. And that's just because he's not falling over yet.
I love so this. Funny. I like when you're at like a 7 drunk. I think 7 drunk is when you're like coasting, you're doing great, especially day drinking. You're like,
yes. So then happy. You can last a long time.
Yeah.
9.5, you're going home after this and you're dead.
Yeah. You're blacking out soon.
But, okay, so I'm going to say this. I know Stassi's on a mission. I love her and Christina Kelly. The problem is I think these two are kind of buzzkills at drunk brunch. Because they got a whole nother mission going.
I know. They're distracted. Just seem
like complete buzzkills.
Stassi probably doesn't want to get too drunk because she wants to make sure she does this right.
I didn't think she was that drunk. And then I looked at her eyes and I was like, oh shit. Christina Kelly, I don't think she's trying to get too drunk. She seems like a classy bitch, you know? She's not going to get up on tables.
I guess.
But they seem like kind of buzzkills. I get it. It's good TV. But if I was like Katie, the only other girl here, I'd be like, these two suck.
I'd be like, let's rage. Come on. What's going on? Yeah.
I'm gossiping outside with cameras. I'm over it. Anyway, Stassi is genuinely really upset because she really doesn't know if Kristen's capable of this, but Christina Kelly sure thinks that she is.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of hate on Kristen from Christina Kelly.
I love Christina's interview that she has where she's like, Stassi's smart. Jax and Kristen aren't smart. So if there's truth to this rumor, Stassi's going to find it.
Which,
and I was like, ooh.
I mean, look how hard she's already working.
I think, you know how Christina Kelly hates Jax? I think she equally just hates Kristen.
I think the Jax hate is a lot more. I think Christina Kelly just doesn't understand why Kristen and Stassi are friends. I don't think Stassi's she truly hates being around her. I think Christina Kelly hates being around Jax.
Fine. That's why she exits the brunch to get away from his ass.
Yeah, she's done.
Crazy. He's a 9.5. But Stassi says she's always right about Jax. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Her feeling, season one, she was the only one that believed it. Her and Frank and Jen and Jeremy, the crew. Yeah.
Yep.
So we need a confession. Here's our plan of attack. We're going to be really nice to Jack. Catch him off guard. They walk back inside to start their plan. And the boys are on the bar. They're getting hammered. Peter is so fucking hot.
All their shirts are off. They're just like dancing on the bar, money going into their underwear. I was like, fuck, this is a good brunch.
This is a good brunch. I would totally, if I was here, try and hook up with Peter. I would probably fail, but I would try so hard.
I love how like Katie's MIA. She's not talking with the girls. The boys are dancing on the bar.
Yeah. Tom's on the bar. She's in the bathroom puking. No one cares. I don't know where she is. She made friends with that girl that was wearing a cowboy hat, probably.
That's how I am, though. I feel like I walk off and do my own thing.
I don't. I would be on, I would be throwing money at them for like coins. If those are my guy friends, I would like chuck quarters and be like, fuck you.
Love it.
Cause I'm a monster. Okay. Let's take a quick break from brunch. We're going to go to Villa Rosa. Alina, the secret diner is here. Alina? Yes. Alina. We'll say Alina.
I just called her the secret diner. It was more fun.
She is a chef, and she's got the scars to prove it, which I would like to point. I also have a cooking scar. Okay.
All right. Let's
But it's
down.
From baking.
Let's
I baked Christmas cookies.
Well, not only is she a chef, but she's a blogger. She's worked in Michelin star restaurants. She's very well prepared to judge these people.
And Lisa's going to hire her because she's super concerned about the service. Because the servers are very comfortable where they are. Almost too comfortable.
Yes, because they've been there for so long that everybody's just very comfortable. I like how the secret diner asks about specific things. Like, what should she be doing? Lisa tells them or tells her to be a pain in the ass.
Ask for some salt.
Yeah, send food back, grab another server, see how long it takes them to get you whatever you need, and ask about the menu, like force them to really work.
Exactly. Yeah, she's like, should they know about the menu? And Lisa's like, ask them questions. We learn a good waitress is always in motion, so everyone should be moving at all times.
I never really thought about that, but very true.
That's a good point. Have you ever been a waitress?
No, but I was a hostess.
Oh,
I didn't have to be in motion. I just sat
there. I worked at a concession stand. That's my closest.
And love it.
Yeah, it was fun. It's important because Lisa does say sometimes celebrity comes in. You know, I'm assuming a lot of Lisa's friends are more higher up. It's not about how they treat important people and celebrities. It's about how they treat the everyday person. And Alina, whatever.
The secret diner.
The secret diner. She looks like she's out for blood. She ends this conversation with Lisa. She's like, I got it.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
I'm excited. I like this storyline.
I love it. This is my favorite.
It's okay, a nice palate cleanser from the real drama.
Yes. So now we're back at brunch. Peter is getting it. Oh my God. I'm kind of jealous.
Oh my God. Know.
Stassi, though, needs to talk to Jax outside. Okay. So Stassi exits. Jax is following her, Christina Kelly right in the back, and Stassi just comes out, did you fuck Kristen? Like, not even like, how are you? Just
no.
Like, did you fuck Kristen? I love Christina Kelly bodyguard. It's amazing. Jax says, you're really asking me this question? No, I didn't fuck Kristen. He looks to the left, I want to say, which is a point Stassi makes.
Yep.
Because Stassi thinks he's lying, and I rewatched
and she calls him out on it. Yeah.
He did look to the left. Jack says Katie gets drunk a lot, but when she flips into Tequila Katie, she runs her mouth all the time. So he's not even surprised that this was something that came out of her mouth. He wouldn't even be surprised if Katie said that she had sex with Jax because Katie just says shit.
Yes, but this is where Jax says it's like banging his sister.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so this does really – everyone is so unsurprised about Katie saying this shit. Then I'm like worried for Katie. Is she okay? Does she just say random shit?
No, it seems like Katie hears rumors and doesn't spread them. But when she gets drunk, she just said, like, she has no filter then. So she finally like lets some of the stuff out whenever she gets really drunk, which I get that. I feel like sometimes I'm like talk when I'm drunk and I'm like, what am I saying? Why am I talking about this?
I'm like the opposite. I pick up drama when I'm drunk that other people don't know. I'm really good at like,
I just like feel like I already talk a lot, but then I have zero filter that I'm like telling people things. And I'm like, why am I saying this right now?
Well, Jack swears that he didn't have sex with Kristen. He thinks everyone cares about his sex life because they don't have sex themselves. It's steaming or stemming from somewhere.
Yes.
Kristen or Stassi does ask, why not Kristen? And Jack says, because I'm not attracted to her. And Christina's like, maybe it was a drunk thing, you know, like maybe it just happened. And Stassi says, you have sex with people you're not attracted to all the time. But I don't know. I think Jax is attracted to just girls.
Yeah. I think in theory, yeah, he, I don't think he's saying he would never have sex with her. I think he's but just like, saying, no, I have not. She's like my sister.
Like, I have guy friends that I think like are attractive people, but I would never have sex with them.
Yeah, but it's Jax. Jax is different. Jax will sleep with anything. But it seems like, I think without knowing Kristen and having their relationship, he would sleep with her.
Oh, yeah.
I think the relationship. Well, because
they're brother, sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then this friend group, she's dating, like, she's in a relationship. I think all those layers added to it. I don't think he minds cheating on people, obviously. But I don't think he wants to, like, truly mess with his friend group.
Yeah. Jack says that he's not lying about this. And Stassi brings up the Tom and Ariana rumor because he originally told Stassi that. And Jack says he lied about that, too. So. There are all these lies happening. I don't know. But Jack says he's being honest. It did not happen. Stassi says she doesn't know the truth, but they can move past this conversation. She's obviously still upset. She leaves very upset in this conversation.
I don't think this helped her at all.
I think it's just her gut is telling her something completely different. Like, everyone is going to scream from the moon that, like, this didn't happen, and she would still be like, but I think it did.
Yeah, but there's something inside me that's screaming it did.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's true, but as of right now, I don't think it is, because everyone seems super cool-headed. Katie does this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Jax and despite Kristen
it, in theory, fitting in with, like, a bigger rumor, like, storyline, yeah. I don't think it happened. That's how rumors get started, though. I wonder if, like, people speculated something happened. Remember how Ariana said that Kristen, she thinks the Ariana Kristen Tom rumor.
Started her own rumor. Yeah.
I wonder if this is kind of like the same thing, where maybe Jax made an offhanded comment to someone at Sir about Kristen spending the night because, like, her and Tom were cheating, and, like,
Kristen slept at his apartment, but, like, not somebody, in his bed.
Somebody overheard him saying that to somebody, and they probably took it as they slept together. Yeah.
Probably Tina, our gossiping waitress.
No, that's Danny, I think.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Tina's a joy. Danny is a bitch. She gossips about everything. Okay, so now we're back at Sir. Stassi sees Lisa. She starts to talk to Lisa about drunk Katie and this rumor. And Lisa's kind of shocked, but this is also not the first time she's heard this rumor, which then makes me question this rumor a little bit. I'm like,
no, but Lisa hears every rumor, she said.
She does, but okay, so Stassi's kind of freaking out, and Lisa asks if she thinks it's true. Stassi doesn't know. Lisa doesn't want to be brought into this. Like, she genuinely is like, I don't care. Stassi brings up a time that her and Sheena talked about how obsessed Kristen was with Jax in January. Well, yeah.
Stassi says to Lisa, do you remember when Sheena and I were talking back in January about how Kristen was oddly obsessed with Jax? And that's when Lisa says, I don't want to get involved. And she's like, no, but do you remember that conversation? And Lisa confirms that she remembers them talking about that. Which this is where it'd be nice if they had their lives filmed 24/7. Not just for a summer, because I would love to know what oddly obsessed looks like with Chris, like what she was acting.
Also, maybe she was just making Tom jealous. We already know from season one, it pisses Tom off when Kristen's like, you need to be a better boyfriend like Jack.
That's true.
Right? So do we know that
in the timeline of the world, do we know what month Tom cheated on Kristen?
It had to be between season one and season two somewhere. Yeah. So winter. Winter and spring.
Oh, it was right around Kristen's birthday.
Ooh, I think her birthday is in October.
Let me Google it.
I'm not 1,000% sure.
I'm just curious if, like, in all these rumors.
That's a good point.
When did Tom's cheating happen? Yes, February 19th.
Okay, so Kristen supposedly hooked up with Jax in January, but Tom definitely cheated on Kristen in
February. Like, it was 2 weeks after her birthday, I believe, is when he cheated on her.
Oh.
Or like a week or two. It was like right around her birthday.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, interesting.
That's interesting to know. So Lisa doesn't know if it's true, and she tells Stassi, you got to do what you got to do, but you don't do it here and you don't do it now.
Yes.
And Stassi agrees. It's fine. Because you want to know why they're not doing it here and now? The secret diner is here.
Hey, at least Lisa gave her a warning. She totally could have thrown like fuel on that fire just to see what would go down.
Yeah, but no. Lisa leaves. I love how she's like, do a good job today. Like,
I know.
Do great.
She's like giving subtle hints. Don't like start this rumor tonight. Be a good person tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
Work hard tonight.
So Aline, Secret Diner brings her friend and they decide to go for a drink, right? That's all they're doing at first. Diana, the manager, gets them a table by the bar in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi and Katie, or no, Katie and Sheena have some beef. They have a little, you could tell there's, it's not great. Yeah,
from Peter's birthday.
It looks like they're both in the lounge tonight because they're wearing the pink dresses. But okay, so Sheena goes over to vent to Tom Sandoval at the bar about the drama. And Katie's from Peter's birthday. She's the worst, blah, blah, blah. And we see the Secret Diner spots this. She's like, that waitress is,
yes.
Is that our waitress? Because now they're sitting.
They're sitting waiting. Served. Yep.
Yeah. Tom tells Sheena about the Kristen and Jax rumor. And Sheena's like, damn, that's fucking a bad rumor. But I'm not even surprised if it's true. She doesn't say that. But no, in her head, she's
you
like,
you can see. Ugh. She's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. Sheena finally goes over to the Secret Diner. She seems very helpful. She suggests the pinky and the jalapeno margarita. And they ask her about the corn fritters, to which Sheena's like, I've never had the corn fritters.
Never had but that they, one.
The Secret Diner is like, we'll get the corn fritters. It's cool. So Sheena brings back the drinks and lets the secret Diner's friend know that if it's too spicy, she'll get her a new one and Sheena will drink the old one. Which was kind of unprofessional.
I know.
Okay.
In her head, I'm sure it sounded cute.
Cute. But the Secret Diner was like, oh.
But because it's the Secret Diner, it makes it weird.
Yeah. But the drinks were so good. They loved it. Mm-hmm. Like the spicy margarita was on point. Tom Sandoval fucking killed this spicy margarita, right? Sheena then goes back to the bar to talk to Tom. They start talking some shit on Katie. The Secret Diner stops Katie and asks about the corn fritters that they put in a while ago. And Katie seems very nice and attentive. She's like, I'll check on it. No worries. Does Katie go to check on it? No,
absolutely not. Disappears.
Yeah. Goodbye. She apologizes about Tequila Katie. All I wrote was the corn fritters are missing.
I know. I love this. All the tests they're giving, they are failing.
But Katie does, so everyone, like, forgives, quote-unquote, forgives Katie. And then it looks like Katie shows up with some corn fritters. But Sheena's supposed to be the waitress. So where – did Sheena just disappear for a hot second? I don't even know. But the Secret Diner asks for the check. Sheena brings the check. It's over. Corn fritter day now over.
Drinks
so
done.
We're going to go the rest – yeah, we're going to the restaurant now because we're going to enjoy
– We got
to
test.
The actual serve.
Yeah, yeah, we got to test them too.
Jax is on his phone at the bar, which the Secret Diner has a straight look at.
Oh,
there's both bars.
It's like, both of them. I'm just staring at as many guests as possible.
Exactly. Stassi comes over though. And Stassi seems like a great waitress. She's like, can I get you started with some waters? Like, what?
Yeah. Do you want tap? Do you want bottled? She seemed so great. This made me rethink the bitch review. Stassi, I was like, okay, great. It's not Stassi in this review.
No, Stassi seems fantastic. She, you know, gets their water order, heads over to Jackson, just goes, I know you banged her.
I know. Because it wasn't even like an up close. It was still the Secret Diner shot. She just walks up and it's like,
it was
you just
Stassi's
see
mic.
It. Yeah. I know you banged her.
I know you banged her.
Can I have that?
Says, the bad thing about Sir is that the drama follows you to work. So she has to work through all this. And she does this great, like.
Oh, I loved this.
Waitress. Hi, welcome to Sir. I'm Stassi. See the bartender? My ex-boyfriend. I'm kind of concerned that he fucked my best friend. Would you like to hear our specials? We have a great crispy chicken.
Which is true. Like, how, like, people always say, like, I wish I could read minds? This is exactly what the conversation would be in the mind.
Yeah. Hi. Do you want my crispy chicken? I think my boyfriend fucked my best friend. Anyway, goat cheese balls.
Any questions? Can't wait to order some goat cheese balls at the end of the night.
That's what I'm taking home. So they order the jalapeno marg and some wine. So the friend that's already had the jalapeno marg at the bar is getting it again at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So the wine's fine because, yeah, I don't know how you fuck up wine.
Yeah, but you really can't.
The marg has no jalapenos in it and it's too sour.
Yes.
And Jax is like, probably, or Stassi's
well,
like, probably.
They'd already pre-planned to send it back, but I think she also noticed it didn't have the jalapeno. So I don't know if it actually was sour, but they'd already planned to send it back. But Jax's response is,
I just love that this girl was like, there's no jalapenos and it's like a little sour. And Stassi goes, probably because Jax made it.
I know. I was like, okay, this is just like Sheena's I'll drink the drink comment, but whatever.
And Jax is shocked. He's shocked. He's like, they didn't like my jalapeno marg, but Stassi plus jalapeno marg eats school's happy life. Like, he's so confused.
Well, I love that he says that he always pretends to make the drink different, but he keeps it the same, which in a way is true. Like, yeah. Some people just get angry about shit for no reason. And when you've said you've remade it, it really is the same thing. And now they're happy. I think this time he did put jalapenos in it.
I think so too, because Stassi was like, is it going to be spicy enough?
Yeah.
Like, is that enough? And Jax was like, it's enough. Just take it. So I don't think Stassi was walking out of there without any jalapenos.
Hell no.
And the drink is good. So whatever. They order the skirt steak and the crispy chicken. Again, I'm impressed by Stassi's waitressing skill. She's
Me too.
Very, I would order, I would tip Stassi 25%.
She definitely has a customer service type voice. A lot of people have this where like you get on the phone, you're like, hi, your voice goes a few octaves. She has this where she puts on a whole new persona.
Also, as a diner, I would have laughed if this girl was like, oh, your drink's not good, probably because Jax made it. Then I'd be like, oh my God, there's like fun camaraderie. Like I obviously wouldn't
know the drama.
Yeah, but
then I'd be pissed that he was making it again.
I'd be funny. I think it was funny because now Stassi's like, and she did say when she brought it back, she's like, let me know. I'll totally take it back to him. Like,
yeah. Taste it. Waited for her to taste it. And I think there would be some good banter if she said like, I'll make sure like Tom makes it this time. Like he makes great drinks. I think that she should have followed up with something like that.
Exactly. So Sheena then she pulls Stassi away, which I'm sad about because Stassi's doing such a great job at the secret diner.
I was like, oh no, she's ruining her night.
Mess up her review. You're going to mess up the review. Okay, so they go into the bathroom with the camera guy. We talk about how Katie apologized and Stassi said she felt bad but didn't say anything. Katie was yelling about
Sheena had no friends at the table and Sheena said she wasn't upset that Stassi never spoke up. It was just in that moment for 2 seconds, she could have spoken up and said, well, I'm her friend.
And Stassi apologizes because she knows she was wrong, but Katie's just like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So like,
I get both
sorry.
Sides of this.
I should have. Yes. 100%. So Stassi then Sheena asked Stassi about the Jackson Kristen rumor. Sheena says she wouldn't be surprised, and if she's not friends with Stassi, she wouldn't fuck Jax because that's the kind of person Sheena is.
I like that Sheena makes that point. It's like, hey, I just want to let you know that I wouldn't ever do this, whether it's true or not. I won't do this. Okay, thanks, Sheena.
Thank you. I think it's nice though that Sheena says even if like they're not friends, she'll still have Stassi's back on this. Yes. Stassi appreciates it. And right now Sheena's above Kristen on the friend scale. So
because there's not a rumor that she slept with Jax. Isn't it funny how much we've come since season one when Stassi hated her, thinking like she was gonna steal
her man.
She
was a homewrecker.
And here we are.
Here we are with Kristen. So Elena, the secret diner, thinks that the service in the restaurant is way better at the lounge.
Yes.
Little did she know that her server was just in the bathroom. I hope she washed her hands because COVID.
Okay, no COVID at that point.
So the secret diner does see Jax on his phone.
A lot.
That's an issue. Katie does approach really quick. She apologizes about the rumor. Jax is like, whatever, I don't even want to hear the rumor. I'm like, not that upset. I don't care. This isn't new. Katie's a psycho when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Great. But I love Elena, the secret diner, and her friend. They keep watching Jax on this phone, and they're like, either he's playing Candy Crush or he's checking how many likes he has on Instagram. It's just so funny. So we have found out that the drinks in the lounge were better. The drinks weren't consistent all the way through. So Tom Sandoval, I think, won this round. But the food was good and the service was better in the restaurant. But we didn't like the corn fritter incident.
No.
The MIA corn fritters.
Nope. It doesn't shock me that Tom Sandoval won out on the
drinks. Makes a better drink.
More than Jax. But I am slightly shocked that Sheena did not perform as well as Stassi. Like, that there was a big difference.
Stassi killed it. Yeah, 100%. Okay, so now where it's her the next day. Jeremy's working. He looks so cute. The baby's really good. He's going to go get Lisa a cup of tea, and he has to send Sheena over.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about this report that the secret diner gave Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi came out on top, like plain and simple.
Lisa
didn't believe it.
No, which I wouldn't either. I'd be.
Beside herself.
Yeah.
She's probably like, are you sure you didn't mean Sheena, the other waitress? And Elena's like, no, trust me. My corn fritters took forever. So Sheena is confronted by her bad review and she can't believe it. She thinks she gave great service to everyone.
Yeah. She's like, what table? What table was it?
And Lisa says, well, this table said you were at the bar chatting for 10 minutes before you took their order. What were you doing? And Sheena's like, I guess I was talking to Tom. And Lisa's like, why? What the fuck? Why are we talking to Tom?
I was just like mad that I had to work with Katie. I was like, come on, come up with a better answer. Like, not just that.
Lisa was like, literally, this is the dumbest conversation. You sucked. So figure it out.
Well, here's my thing. Stassi had a personal conversation during work and so did Sheena. But Stassi's probably took 3 minutes and Sheena was just sitting, and it was in the bathroom. So they didn't see them. Whereas Sheena was talking right in front of the guests for like 10 minutes.
Exactly. So Sheena now, she better know that at work, only work matters. Got it? Great. So now Lisa goes up to Jax with the report. Jax is shocked that he didn't give great service. The jalapeno marg tasted like lemonade. That's an exact quote. And Jax was on his phone all night and he can't believe it. He's like, what? I don't check my phone.
But he does admit that he was distracted by the rumors. And Lisa just,
Jax
is like, this, it's not true. I'm just like distracted by all these rumors, but like, I didn't do this.
He like made himself a victim again. He's like, all these rumors are going on about me. I was very distracted. Like, it's just happening to me. And Lisa's like, get off your phone. I don't care.
Stop playing Candy Crush on your phone and blaming it on these rumors.
She does say that she's heard this rumor before and it's hard for her to be objective because of his track record.
Yep.
And you better figure it out because this is going to ruin my restaurant. I'm over it.
Yep. And I mean, obviously with the rumor last year, is he going down the same path?
Oh, that's right. There was a whole rumor last year that was true.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jax. It's fine. So now we're done with this. We all know Tom Sandoval and Stassi came out on top. They are the supreme servers. Servers.
Okay.
Okay, so we're at Tom and Katie's apartment. Stassi comes bearing coffee.
Yes.
Katie's been avoiding Stassi because she feels bad about the rumors. But now Stassi's like, this is the time you can't be avoiding me.
She's like, listen, I don't care anymore that you said it. I need to know everything that's going on, every detail. We need to talk about it. Get it out there. I'm not mad at you. I just need to know it all so I can move forward.
So Katie Maloney, our Katie, came into Sir. Jax was there sitting together and drinking with other Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Other Katie then told our Katie that Jax had said that he slept with Kristen. Katie, our Katie, then asked Jax and Kristen about it, and they both said no, adding on that Kristen said that's disgusting. So
yes.
This is where she's like, maybe other Katie heard wrong, which could be the whole Kristen slept at my apartment thing.
Yes, yes.
But Stassi questions why Kristen chose to stay at Jax's apartment when she has two girlfriends. Even Katie. Kristen wasn't on bad terms with Katie.
Yep.
She could have slept at Katie's. And Stassi says that Katie has had to believe it in order to repeat it. Boom.
I kind of agree. If you think this is so absurd, you just truly brush it off and never think about it again.
And Stassi, I don't know if they,
or go ahead.
Go on.
No, you're good.
Go. I was going to say, I don't know if they say it here before, but Katie approached Stassi and said, "You think Kristen's your friend? She fucked Jax." That's how it came out.
Yeah.
Like angry.
And like you said earlier, that Kristen and Katie weren't on bad terms whenever this rumor came about. So what would prompt Katie to be mad? It's not like Katie was just mad at Kristen when she was drunk. Katie and Kristen were both yelling at Sheena. They were both on the same side that night.
Yeah. But Katie did throw Kristen's keys into a bush. So
true.
Something happened.
Yes.
Katie says there may be part of her that doesn't want to believe it because this could like change their whole friend group.
This will destroy these friendships.
Oh my God.
If we thought last season was bad, like that was with an outsider. Yeah.
Yeah. That was with Frank. This is like pure evil.
Well, Frank and some random chick in Vegas. Like, can you imagine if he did this?
Oh, I don't know.
Two relationships basically are done. Jackson Stassi would never again.
Yeah.
And then Tom and Kristen would be done.
And Stassi and Kristen and Tom and Jax.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting everyone's relationships and friendships on the line.
Poor Katie and Tom. They did nothing.
Tom Schwartz. They'll have to pick a side, though, because this isn't going to end well.
Mm-mm.
And can you be friends with someone who you know fucked your other friend's boyfriend? Because, like, what if then Tom Schwartz and Kristen are hanging out? I'd be like, bro. I'm iffy.
I think Kristen would be easy to drop. Jax is harder to drop.
Jax is always around. For some reason, we keep him around.
I don't know why, but somehow he's hard to drop.
I know. Stassi's very upset, though. She can't look at Kristen the same way. Katie feels really guilty because she's the one that brought it up. But a friendship like this should be destroyed. So Katie shouldn't feel guilty.
That's
what Stassi thinks.
Yep.
Kristen has been friends with them for 3 years. And Stassi still can't trust her, so she wants to text Jax from Kristen's phone to see if Jax will give it up.
Yep. So she's going to go over there. But also, Stassi is hoping that she is wrong and that she looks stupid at the end of the day, which I think I would have to want that too.
Same, yeah.
It's either that
you
or
you want to be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With this type of thing, with the Jax season one rumor, she knew she was right. She knew it in her heart of hearts, but like, knowing that, like, one would have truly destroyed everything. It was already kind of destroyed. This one, we're about to blow everything up if it's true.
I also think, like, this is one I'd rather just apologize for being a psycho. Like, I don't want to know that my best friend, who I trust for years, fucked my ex-boyfriend and that my ex-boyfriend would do that. I'd still be pissed if one of my ex-boyfriends fucked my friend.
It would even bother me that this rumor could even be going around, like that there's somewhat evidence pointing towards it with the Kristen spending the night at Jax. It would piss me off just that.
I know. Ooh. Okay, here we go. So Stassi's driving in a car. She's super nervous. What?
You totally missed the little 2-minute clip we got.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Sheena and Shay looking at rings. That's after.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was the 2-minute clip. We always get a 2-minute clip of like in between commercials.
I know. I have that later we're at Tom and Kristen's apartment for a little bit.
Nope.
And then we go back to Tom and Kristen's
apartment. Oh, you're right. Damn it. You're right.
Did you write this first?
No, I have two sections.
Did you just write Tom
and Kristen? I
fuck it. Let's do Shay and Sheena really
quick.
Yeah,
this is way too fun.
Okay. We're looking at rings.
Yes.
Because Sheena is practically so engaged.
I love this because
so engaged.
The way Sheena describes this is she's like, I want it to be a surprise, but like I have to have the ring I want.
It's one of those like, I want to be in charge of everything, but I don't want to plan it. I want to know what's happening, but please don't tell me.
But make it a surprise.
Please have it a surprise, but I want to know exactly what's happening at the exact moment that it's going
to
happen.
Well, I think she wants it to be a surprise the day of, but she wants this, and this to happen. So
yeah, it has to be planned appropriately. Yes. It can happen on any day after that.
Don't like go out of your way to try and plan this. Let me tell you what to do, and then you just surprise me when it's going to happen.
How do you feel about this? Are you Sheena? Do you want to know everything?
No, I would want to talk about a ring, like the styles in my, I would love it if a guy could just know what I would want, but let's like be really realistic.
Only that's Chuck not gonna Bass. Happen. Yeah, only Chuck Bass knows what Blair Waldorf wants.
That's not going to happen. No. So I would, I think in your relationship, you should, if you're getting to that point, talk about what type of ring you want.
Yeah, because you need to discuss if you're going to get engaged.
Yeah, like, I would be like, sure, here's thing. The type of ring on my phone I want.
I would probably send him a few,
yeah,
you know, via Instagram and be like, here's something for you.
Or I want my friend really involved.
Yes. I would want a friend involved, and I would want to make, the problem is, I feel like if I have a friend that's like, we should go get our nails done, it's going to give it away. That's going to give it away for me.
Well, if I was going to like the beach or something soon, that wouldn't, like your friend has to know you well enough how to get your nails done.
It needs to be like, we're about to go on vacation.
Yeah.
That, because that's when I get my nails done.
Yep, same. And ooh. I, the only thing, I mean, besides obviously a ring that I would like, and that's my style, I would really want a secret photographer.
I would too, but would it happen?
I'm okay if that's, it doesn't, but
I would want like my mom, like if we're on vacation, hopefully there's someone else there that can take the picture. It doesn't need to be professional.
My family doesn't think about that shit. So that's the problem. Everybody I know in life does not think about capturing those moments.
That's me. I'm like, same. I'm that friend.
I'm
like
the person. Buddy. So then I wouldn't be doing it myself.
All right. Well, I guess I need to go on this vacation with you, yes, and your future, okay, fiance. So
we're,
I
just
can,
both going to get engaged at the same time.
At the same time.
That's why we're both going to have our nails done, because we're trying to get the other person to get their nails done.
That would be the surprise, actually, is like you are like, he proposes to you and I'm taking pictures, and then I turn around and you start taking pictures, because then he nails. There it is. Anyone getting engaged to us, please take notes.
Just need the two guys. We've got everything planned. Just need the two guys. Anyways,
I
let's go
this.
To
a, this is a big deal.
Let's go to a disastrous relationship.
Oh yeah. Okay. Bye, Sheena. Enjoy your ring. Stassi heading over. She looks like a bad bitch. She looks so nervous, but she's like ready.
Yeah, but she also gets honked at, which was, I think that driver was in the wrong.
That's her nervousness, I think. Like, she wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But also, this driver looked like he went around her.
Yeah, in like, the other lane, and she was like, I'm turning.
Yeah, yeah, goodbye. Okay, so she shows up. She's so nervous. Before she knocks on the door, she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, okay. And she just walks right in.
Because they're not expecting her. They're like shocked when walks in.
She doesn't even knock, though. She just barges in, and they're like, hey, we didn't know you were coming over. Mm-hmm. Tom sounds so happy. He's like, hey, Steph.
I know.
Hey, how's
it
going?
She's like, give me your phone.
Yeah. She says she can't get over it. Tom's face in the background, pure, like,
yeah, he's like
shocked.
Seriously?
He like enjoys watching this, but at the same time, he's like, this affects my life a lot. So
yeah,
I
think he's like,
I'm
you're fucking
here.
Crazy, but I'm happy to watch this go down.
So she says she's going to take Kristen's phone, text Jax. Kristen's like, whatever, here's my phone.
Well, no, Kristen, or Stassi says she can't stop thinking about the rumor, and Kristen tells her to get over it. And Stassi goes, I'll get over it if you give me your phone and I can text him. And Kristen like pauses.
Doesn't even care. She's like, whatever.
She's like, okay, that makes sense to me.
Here's my phone, I have nothing to hide. So Stassi texts Jax. Did you get the text? I got the
I didn't.
Text.
I tried to pause it, and then I knew you would get it.
It says, due to Jax, which I just want to say that's totally how Kristen would say.
Yes, I was wondering. Jax. I was wondering if the text would be Kristen enough. That would be my worry if I was Stassi.
Dude, Jax, delete this text when you get this. But this whole thing is becoming a big issue. So I need to know if you told anyone else at all about it so I can cover my bases. Again, delete this text.
Send. That was okay. So, I thought it was going to be a little too obvious that somebody maybe was looking off the over her shoulder, or you know, like she was trying to like prove
like,
something.
Remember when we fucked like that thing, and he'd be like, "What? No, this was straight
I
up." Like
the
I
delete
need to
this
know.
Text. That helps.
Delete this text. It's becoming a big issue. I gotta know so I can cover my bases.
Yeah, that was a good text.
And there's so much tension waiting for this response.
Just you can see the bubble typing.
Tom is like sitting there watching like a movie. Kristen's like annoyed. Stassi's about to, she's shaking. She can't even handle it.
Oh.
why is Kristen the least nervous is my question. Because even if I didn't do anything, my phone, I'd be like, oh my God, are they going to see?
Yeah, but
is,
like,
would this be a joke?
What's also not Jax knowing. Is like, Jax is so unpredictable. Like he lies. So if you're Kristen say, telling the yeah. truth that this didn't happen, what if Jax like acts like it did though?
I was going to say, knowing Jax, knowing any of my guy friends, if I text one of my guy friends and I'd be like, remember when we fucked, they'd be like, yeah, that was the greatest night of my life. And I'd be like, oh God, you know, yeah. like even if we didn't. So he's probably like, I told no one, it's our secret. That's how I thought Jax is going to respond.
Yeah.
Just as a joke. It's like, so funny.
Whether but, he was joking or serious, like I wouldn't be shocked if either of those yeah. came across.
So he responds, Kristen, I have no idea what you're talking about. Next message, us, question mark. Next message, what, question mark. And Stassi responds as Kristen, dude, about in January. And Jax responds back, no idea what you're talking about. Vindication.
Okay.
Woo.
I had a few thoughts about this.
Okay.
Listen, if I'm going to lie, I'm going to plan out my lie. That's how I am personally.
Okay.
So what if, because of how Stassi handled it at brunch, she kind of took the element of surprise out of this texting moment in a way where if this happened, Kristen and Jax could have already talked.
Do you think they know Stassi's psycho enough to take Kristen's
yes.
phone?
Yes. Mm. Think about Kristen searching for the cheating with Tom. Like, they know, girl. Like, Kristen knows yes. how, like, to get away with this, I think, because she knows how to catch a cheater.
The only thing that I didn't like is that, so Stassi in her first text clearly says, like, this thing is becoming a big issue. I need to know if you told anyone.
Yeah.
The fact that Jax is like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It would, to me, I think if it was me receiving the text as Jax, I would have been like, I don't understand what you're talking about. It's just a rumor. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, who? Or he'd be like, this isn't Kristen. What are you talking about? Like,
literally
no rumor.
It made me
He's
question.
Like, what rumor?
Yeah. The, like, did they talk beforehand? Because the way yeah. I would have handled this, if this is true, if I was in this position, I would have covered my bases. We would have already yeah. had a conversation that we
yeah,
single soul. So then this text maybe would have come across like, this isn't Kristen.
We would have figured out yep. how we would have gotten
there. There's
I
a
would
plan.
Have said, we are never going to talk about this again. If it ever comes up, it is not me because I'm not talking about this. Three, like, who did you tell? We're going to cover our bases.
Yes.
We're denying to the end. Yep. It is not happening, right? And okay, he responds, Jax responds, like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, us? But the problem was when Stassi said, dude, in January, that's when Jax should have said, it's a rumor, instead of no idea what you're talking about. Because he has an idea. He knows what she's talking about.
I know. I think he should have been like, are you talking about the rumor that never happened? Yeah.
The rumor, question mark? That would have been a good response.
Yeah.
And then Stassi could have said, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if this is true, this doesn't prove anything to me. Like, Stassi seeing these texts, it doesn't outright say it didn't happen, but it doesn't outright say it did in my perspective.
Yes, but I think everything that happened with Jax denying it when he's drunk, to Katie saying it's just a rumor, to Kristen being so cool and handing over her phone, I kind of think it didn't happen.
I feel like I'm still in a toss. I don't think it happened, but
I think that's what we should be most mad at is you slept at Jax's when you could have called Katie.
Stassi's strategy hasn't proved it hasn't happened in my perspective.
Yeah, there's no proof that it didn't happen, but I'm leaning towards it probably didn't happen. You know?
I don't think it did just because this seems too weird. It's just weird that Kristen spent the night, but nothing saying it did happen, but nothing saying it didn't.
I just want to know why Jax had no idea what you're talking about. Because he obviously understands the rumor. He could have said, what, are we talking about the rumor?
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, that was the part that I was like, this is too denied. That's where I'm like, I don't understand.
There's some doubt. There's some plausible doubt here.
Yes. But for right now, it's vindication because Stassi starts crying. Kristen hugs her, even though she's kind of pissed because, like, she can't believe that Stassi believed this stupid-ass rumor. And Stassi, Tom's like, of course it's false. And Stassi starts yelling at Tom, like, what do you mean, of course it's false?
Yeah.
What the fuck? But even if Kristen and Stassi weren't friends, Kristen says she would never fuck Jax with a 10-foot pole. Stassi is supposed to be Kristen's best friend, and Kristen's kind of annoyed that Stassi didn't believe her. Which I get it.
I get that, too. She says that, like, I'm not Jax a bad could friend. Never get her and Katie in bed, which I do believe that Kristen and Katie wouldn't. Like, if I hadn't heard this rumor yet and the whole Kristen spending the night thing, I would be like, no, there's no way they would ever sleep with him.
Yeah. I still kind of think like that. Like, any of my, like, friends' exes, all I think about is, like, you fucked my friend, too. Like, this is weird. You know?
Yeah. I would think if maybe Kristen and Katie maybe, like, were flirty towards him, it would make more sense. But
yeah,
Kristen's so cold to everybody.
She's a bitch. But whatever. Stassi, like, kind of apologizes that she doubted Kristen, but she can't be blamed because it's Jax. He'll literally fuck anything.
Yes.
But Stassi does feel like a bad friend because she didn't trust Kristen, but she just basically says, like, I'm kind of sorry. Goodbye.
Kind of sorry.
Yeah, she's like, I'm kind of sorry, but also I'm not that sorry. Bye.
Like, I had to do what I had to do. Bye.
So next time... Next time on Vanderpump Rules, we find out that Tom called Ariana. And Kristen's pissed. And
every Tom's time she dumb. Goes through his phone, there's always something.
There's a call. Tom's fucking done. Tom and Ariana are just friends. And Jack says he has to live with it. Just live with it. Tom and Ariana are just friends, damn it. But Tom's got to deal with this.
Yes.
We get a housewife dinner party. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, baby. Okay, so really quick, I've been watching this show, and I'm watching this show, right? And there's this girl, one of the housewives' husbands. And I told Meredith, I was like, this dude looks so familiar. It's in one of our pre-shows. I'm like, I don't know where he's from. It, like, bothers me, though. I've seen him on my TV.
I know, I thought about it.
And then I watched this from the housewives, like, this exact dinner party from the housewives' perspective. I was like, oh my God, he's the Austrian dude that starts yelling at people. Like, that's the dude. I can't wait for this episode. It's so fun. Kristen tells Lisa that Tom and Ariana are hooking up. Now Lisa's involved.
Shocker.
The girls confront Ariana, and Sheena gets involved to defend her friend. Dun, dun, dun. I'm excited.
It's heating up. The next
episode,
up.
I told you in a post show, I was like, this is the episode that I love.
I'm excited.
It's so
everything's
funny.
Like, listen, now we have two cheating rumors. Like, it's just like a lot is happening. There's so many pots on the stove. Just, they're all about to boil over.
It's so good. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. Well, you ready to do some accepted and blocked?
God, I want to, okay. Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about this before.
I didn't either. Normally, I usually write it down, but I didn't.
I don't even know what happened. Really quick, can we do like a really quick what happened? Christina Kelly's yard sale, the diner.
Did you just say, can we do a quick what happened, even though we just spent an hour talking about what happened?
Yeah, I just need to remember. Brunch. Secret diner again. More secret diner stuff. Katie apologizes. Jeremy got some teas.
Stop it.
Katie's confronted by Stassi, and then we go to Tom and Kristen's apartment. Okay. I know who I want to accept.
You do? Okay. Do your accept, because I don't know.
I'm going to accept Stassi. I think even though she came out kind of looking stupid in the end, I think that was good for her. She really, really, really fought for her gut feeling. And I always think that people's gut feelings are saying something. She also won top server because her and the secret diner were absolutely fantastic. And you know what? I got to respect a bitch who's trying to get the full story. True. I got to do it. And even though she did, like I said, look kind of stupid at the end, you can't ever fault yourself for believing your gut feeling. You can't. I refuse. That's it.
Oh, man. I'm in a, like a head or a heart situation. Actually, it's not really head or heart. It's like, does this make sense? Right. I like don't know. I think I have like a dark horse one just because for the episode, we do it based on the episode.
Okay.
Do I do it? Do I pull the trigger?
Do head, do heart. I don't know.
It's not really a head or heart because it's just like a, this kind of, this makes sense to me in this episode.
Do it.
Okay. I'm accepting Kristen. I think she handled this cheating rumor very well. Great.
Amazing.
Think about it. She has not yelled at anybody this episode.
It was great. She really did handle herself. Very calm. She handed over her phone.
Yeah, she was very calm at the yard sale. She told Christina Kelly questioned her, which I think Christina Kelly had a right to question her, but she took it like a fucking champ and said, absolutely not. I swear on everything. Christina. She didn't even get mad at Katie. She just said, like, I just want this rumor to die. I'm not mad at you. I just like think this rumor is ridiculous. And then she handed over her phone willingly to Stassi. That takes some balls. Yeah, if I was in a rumor, even if I knew I wasn't true, I don't think I'd hand over, like, even if I knew I was right, I don't think I'd hand over my phone like that.
Yeah, that's some balls.
In front of your boyfriend, too. Her boyfriend and her best friend. Oof, I think she handled it perfectly.
Yeah, that was great.
We didn't even see her at her this episode.
Oh my God, you're right.
She wasn't really messy.
Well, okay, who are we blocking? I don't think anyone sucked this episode.
I am blocking Jax Taylor because he was on his phone the entire shift, tried to play the victim card with Lisa, which was so dumb. And then when Stassi confronted him, he did look left. Not that that's a major deal, but I feel like he doesn't really come under attack well with Stassi. I don't think.
Yeah, no, he's not
good. I think he did the rumor a disservice at this point.
Okay, solely because I loved everyone in this episode, I'm going to block Sheena for the corn fritters.
Good.
The corn fritters.
She, if you're accepting Stassi for some of the secret diner, Sheena deserves a blocking.
Sheena, 10 minutes before someone takes your order, I'd be pissed.
You've
never had the corn fritters? You can fucking lie and say the corn fritters are really good.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Why aren't we being honest?
Even if I don't think they're good when I have them, we might have different tastes. Maybe no, I just don't like corn fritters.
Never had it. She said,
"Yeah."
To be honest, never even had that menu on the item. Why does it matter?
Well, here's my thing. Sheena could have said the corn fritters are great and then I could have eaten them and hated them, but I would have been like, maybe I just don't like corn fritters. But yes. No, Sheena's got to be like, well, I've never had these corn fritters.
She could have been also, like, they're great.
Margarita.
She could have been like, they're great. I just have other favorites on the menu. Like, I would highly recommend this.
Yeah.
Like, I personally love.
Nothing. No. I will. I'll, you know, drink your margarita if you don't like it. Like, get out of here. Stop talking to Tom.
And think about it. She had the two personal conversations with Tom and then had a personal conversation with Stassi.
Dude, everyone at the bar was fucking so thirsty.
Yeah. What do you mean? What diner was it? I served everybody amazing. Honey, you were gone majority of your shift.
Oh my God. She's a mess. Yeah, no, it was Sheena. Goodbye. Okay. So just to really quick remind you guys, join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Maybe you'll like the same post as Peter. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. This episode will be out way faster than you're listening to it right now. So
yeah, I mean,
sorry.
Maybe you will be our patron of the week. You only have to spend a dollar.
Yeah, until season 3. We're going to go through season 3 and we're going to lift all the rules of Patreon.
Well, this has been another good one. I'm so excited for next episode. This one was so fun.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.